Hello, Diamond Girls. This is Adrienne Everhart. I just wanted to add this quick update to all of my most popular podcast episodes to say thank you. Because of you, my podcast is now listed in the top 10 on Apple and Spotify. That's for people who are searching the terms relationship advice or relationship advice for women. So if you haven't already, please take a moment to follow me, rate and review my podcast. This helps other women just like you find my podcast episodes and see how their lives can get so much better, bigger, and more meaningful with the power of feminine energy. Again, thank you for supporting my podcast. Because of you, more and more women are finding my show. Thank you.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hi everyone, this is Adrienne Everhart. If you're enjoying my podcast and also enjoy my YouTube channel, I suggest you go a little bit deeper into one of my self-study programs. I recommend everyone start with my ebook, 500 Ways to Talk to a Man. It also comes with a two-day video class. This ebook has transformed the lives of so many women because I help you get aligned with your natural feminine energy and learn to speak and phrase your words in a way that really connects to a man's heart instead of challenging him with masculine energy. I can teach you so much more in my self-study programs. I have something for every topic that you may be interested in. And of course, New Man Manifesto, which is a 12-week manifesting course. It comes with homework and lots of extras. So head on over to my website, everhartcoaching.com, to learn more. You're listening to episode number 24 of This Podcast is for Women with me, Adrienne Everhart. I am a feminine energy dating, relationship, love, and lifestyle coach. I teach you how to get into your feminine energy and stay there so that your relationship will be balanced with a masculine energy man. Now, if you are curious about this topic, this is the episode you want to listen to because I'm going to be speaking about control and how masculine energy for a woman comes off as very controlling. Well, because it is. We want to control what our partner is doing or saying, how they're saying it, what has happened. We want to know why they aren't reaching out, why they aren't doing or being the way we want them to be. Because ultimately, we are seeking some sort of feeling or resolution or answer inside of us. So it is as if our inner girl is wanting something so much, and she's bothered by something. Something feels icky, something feels wrong or off. And we get our inner boy to go out and get it for us. We get him to solve the problem. We go into our masculine energy to solve whatever is wrong in our life, relationship, you know, work, you name it. Inner boy steps in. Now, in a lot of situations, let your inner boy step in. He's going to get the job done. He's going to go after it in the most direct route. But in a relationship with a man, if you go into this alpha energy and be the problem solver, be aggressive, be controlling, the guy will feel a challenge from you. There will be, it's like two magnets facing the same way. And that energy will just repel the other one. I'm not saying your partner is here to be controlling and the one who is, you know, having these same qualities. But in the relationship, you want to balance these. So when there is a challenge with a man, that challenge activates his controlling behaviors. Okay, so I want you to look at this as what you do and say and the energy that you're in affects your partner. I'm going to teach you all about it in this episode. I also take a listener's question about her husband's best friend who is kind of like needling his way into the relationship. Gosh, I apologize because her question got cut off right there towards the end, but worry not. I think it gets the point across. I've got so much to share with you in this podcast. I think it's a lot of great tips to help you learn how to figure out, am I really trying to control my partner? And if so, I'm going to teach you how to frame what you want to say, what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what you want the outcome to be. I'm going to teach you how to frame this with feminine energy. So I can't wait to share all of this with you. And let's listen to this listener's question.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
You're John Chespagon.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hi, Adrienne. My name is Jasmine. I just wanted to let you know firstly that I love your channel. It's bringing me so much joy. But I have this situation with my husband's best friend. He makes these seemingly arrogant comments that make me feel really uncomfortable. I feel like he's competing for my husband's attention with me. I want to bring this up to my husband, but I don't want him to feel like I'm attacking his friendship or that I'm trying to control who he is.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so I think she was going to say control who he gets to hang out with, who he gets to associate with. I believe that's what Jasmine was saying. So first off, thank you so much, Jasmine, for listening to my podcast. I love hearing from all of you. If you ever have a question, head on over to anchor.fm, find my website, and you'll see there's a little record button. You can send me a message and you can be featured in a podcast. You can also help support my channel, also on that same page. So I appreciate it. I'm happy to have you all as listeners, and I'm happy to help you. So let's talk a little bit about feminine energy framing. So when you are framing a conversation, you're there to talk about why you want to speak about this topic, why you're here to speak about it, what your intent is, and what you hope the outcome will be for resolving it, as well as how it's affecting your relationship. So again, let's look at this. Why I'm here to speak to you about this, what my intent is, or what you hope the outcome will be, how you want to resolve it, as well as how it affects your relationship. So if we look at this from masculine energy, I'm always telling you, like, you've got intentions, you've got expectations, you're looking for an outcome. That's because that step is being intercepted by resolving and fixing instead of what am I feeling? So you're missing that last little step, which is the importance of how it's affecting your relationship or how it's affecting you. We kind of skip over that part. We go, well, I don't feel good. You need to get this guy out of your life. He's upsetting me, he's affecting me, and it's hurting my feelings. And I hope that you can have a conversation with him and straighten him out. So you can apply this to almost any situation you have with a guy. I have a client right now. She was in a year-long relationship with a guy. Some of it was long distance. They broke up. He broke up with her. He wasn't ready for commitment. Yet about 3 weeks ago, he sent her a message. She cannot respond to this message because she is feeling something. She has an intention. She has a desired outcome. She doesn't exactly know what the topic is and how it's going to be affecting the relationship and her. So you got to answer these questions. And here's how I usually get you to answer this question. I ask you, what do you feel? 9 times out of 10, when I say, what do you feel? The woman will answer with what she wants the man to do, how she wants the man to be, how she wants the problem to be solved. You answer, what do I feel, with a wish. So I want you to ask yourself, am I making wishes or am I really finding how I feel? So let's look at Jasmine's situation. She's feeling something. She's feeling kind of put down around this guy. She's feeling some sort of energetic reaction to the words he's saying. So I want you to find what you feel. Are you feeling small? Are you feeling scared? Are you feeling just the icky vibe? Find it. The best you can, make it just like one word. Because when you're framing this conversation with your guy, if you've got a whole bunch of words, he's going to get lost in his mind. He can't do it. So I want you to find that one word. And then I want you to also express what you do or don't want. You know, I don't want to control you. I don't want to tell you how to be with your friends. I don't want you to have to monitor your friendship. And then you're going to engage with this person and ask them, what do they think? So in my ebook, 500 Ways to Talk to a Man, which is the best place for you to start with feminine energy, I'm doing a rewrite of this book. It's going to come out in hard copy next year sometime. But right now, you can download the ebook version. I teach you all about feminine energy scripting. I give you loads of examples, and I teach you how to get into your body and work through your emotions one by one. I call it the parfait method because there are so many levels to a parfait. Or if you're in the UK, it's a trifle. There's so many levels. And we always start off with the first one, which is like our initial reaction is some sort of like anger or upset or feeling not good enough. And that's usually a woman's first response to something. My first response immediately is usually something like, you shouldn't be doing that. And I call myself queen of the world. I have a section on that in my book, Queen of the World. You should be behaving this way. You should be saying this way. I've got some examples to share. But going back to Jasmine, she's got to find what she feels. Here's how the script works. I feel. I don't want. And what do you think? You can start off by expressing why you want to talk about this. Hey, I need to talk about how I was feeling when your friend was over the other night. So that's the topic. I want to be able to hang out with you guys and feel good. That's your intention. That's what you're hoping will happen. Instead of, I want you to be able to talk to him and represent me as your woman. That's something different. Your intention is how you want to feel. I want to be able to hang out with you guys and feel good. I don't know if it's going to happen. I don't know. That's why I'm here to talk to you. So you've got why you're talking and what your intention is. Here's the next sentence. I feel. When I was listening to him, I felt kind of put down, or I felt small. When he mentioned your ex-girlfriend or whatever it is that happened, I feel. And then you say, what do you think? A man might go, well, I don't know. Maybe just don't be around us. Again, masculine energy, they go to the shortest way to resolve something. If your man has ever said, well, if it makes you so upset, stop talking about it. That's what he's doing. He's giving you the shortest solution possible to solve this problem. So in that moment, you need to then say, well, how do I feel about that? Say, okay, it would feel really good to hang out with you guys sometime. I think it's fun. I always felt like you appreciated me hanging out with you sometime, but I won't. You're right. Let him sit with that answer. But find how you feel. We're not here to control the outcome. Find how you feel. So let's go to the next example. The couple who have been together for a year, the guy broke up, it's long distance. He sends her a message out of the blue. I said, you need to, if this is bothering you, if this message is bugging you, you've got to respond. Oh, but I'm too scared. I'm too scared to respond. I don't know what to say. You don't need to know what to say. She goes, well, I'm not going to respond because I want him to sit in this. I want him to miss me, and I want him to come to me with an explanation and take back what he said to me and fix this breakup. So you see how her feelings have become a wish. They've become a wish. And this is really a lot about controlling. So we want to control the outcome. We are managing ourselves. We're managing what we're doing or not doing in hopes of getting the outcome we want. So this is why thinking and strategizing is classified as masculine energy, because you're playing chess with a man. A man does not fall in love with you because you can play mental chess. A man falls in love with you for your red beating heart, that you are a feeling woman. He doesn't fall in love with you because you can outsmart him. So in that moment, she needs to find what she feels. I'm scared. So tell him, hey, it feels great to hear from you, but I'm so scared to talk to you right now. I don't know what's going on. You have just said exactly what you're feeling. I feel, I don't want, what do you think we should do? Hey, it feels great to hear from you, but I've accepted your no. I don't want to get hurt. I don't know if I can engage in this conversation. What do you think? So you set the record straight. Instead of living in this kind of limbo world of a wish where you're wishing he would straighten up and give him no contact and force him into realizing what he's lost, find what you feel. And I think in any sort of rebuilding situation, I have never worked with a woman who said, yeah, I really rebuilt with my partner by ignoring him for 30 days. No contact is about not forcing yourself on a person and they've said, I don't want you. That's to me what no contact is about. It's about sitting on your hands and not forcing some sort of outcome to happen. And yeah, usually in that 30-day process, that other person ends up missing you. But you're not really doing the work. You're playing a chess game. You're not really in your body and your emotions. You're basically waiting this person out for them to make a move. Now, I think there's something to be said about that in masculine energy in letting the guy make the first move. But in the example of this previous client, the guy has made the move. He sent you a message. You're just too scared to respond to it because it's not the message you want. It's not how he should be behaving. Okay, so let's go on to another example. Not too long ago, I was at a very nice resort with my husband, having what I thought was a great time. And something was up with my husband. He was irritated. I've let you all know he works in the music industry. Apparently, some order had gotten messed up in his world, and he had received an email, sold some big batch of CDs, which he was very excited about. And for those of you who don't know what a CD is, it's actual physical music. And in my husband's world, physical music is how you listen to music. Anyway, I kind of was like, oh, okay. Like, I'm not here to talk about your business. I'm on vacation. I'm at this beautiful resort. He didn't like how I responded. He didn't like how I kind of blew off this moment for him because I didn't want to talk business, okay? So instead of saying in his feminine energy, hey, I felt really, you know, like you don't care about me. I feel really abandoned by you. Men aren't going to do this. So don't expect them to. What they're going to do is exactly what my husband did, which is I need to go take a walk. So he gets up, he leaves me, and he goes and takes a walk. And I'm like, what the heck just happened? But I knew it had something to do with this order. I knew it had something to do with these CDs. Something that was important to him wasn't important to me. Now, in reality, is everything that's important to you going to be important to your man? Nope. And is everything that's important to your man going to be important to you? Nope. Are we always going to be able to say, oh, wow, really, really get him. I'm going to use that tool right now in this moment. Are we going to always be able to do that? Absolutely not. But if he gets up and storms away, you better believe something's happened. Something's gone wrong. There's going to be some sort of need for resolution. Otherwise, there's going to be resentment. So part of me was like, you know, I should get up and go find him in about 20 minutes if he doesn't come back. I went into pursuing and solving mode. And that was what I felt was the right thing to do because I was thinking. But the moment I said, okay, what am I really feeling? Well, I'm feeling a little miffed. I'm on vacation. I'm enjoying myself. And he has just created drama because I didn't give him what he needed in that moment. That didn't feel right to me. I didn't feel like I needed to go hunt him down. That felt more like codependency. So I was able to find those feelings by really asking myself, like, what do I feel? And I said, well, what am I really feeling like right now? And I felt kind of sad. I felt sad about the situation. And I said, you know, I got to get my energy back where I want it. And what would feel good to me right now? And at that moment, it felt good to me to just hop in the pool, go for a little swim, daydream, think about the other wonderful things that had been happening on my vacation, get my energy back up to a good place. Eventually, my husband came back around. He saw that I had been swimming. He saw that I had gotten a snack. And I think this impressed him a little bit, which I always believe when a woman just keeps her life going and enjoys being this girl away from her man, whenever the man comes back around and he sees you in that world, enjoying your life, enjoying your world, he gets fascinated. He gets really fascinated by you. He was able to sit down and I was like, I feel like I hurt your feelings earlier. That is what I felt. I'm not saying that was right or wrong, but I felt like I hurt his feelings. And he said, yeah, you did. I was really excited about this order and it got messed up and you just blew it off. We were able to get the truth out. What did I feel in that moment? I feel so sorry I hurt your feelings. That was not my intention. Now it's boundary time. I feel really good being on vacation and I feel kind of icky when we start talking business. I want to be there for you right now, but I also just really want to enjoy this time at this beautiful resort. What do you think? So you see how I used, I feel, I don't want, what do you think? Now, a lot of you would come from the mindset of like, look, he stormed off. He needs to deal with his own mess and you don't need to apologize for anything. And you're absolutely right. But in my body, I felt, I feel. So as much as we want to live in this world where everything is democratic and everything is, you know, a Dr. Phil episode and we're able to make everyone accountable for everything they do or say, the truth is in a relationship, it is about balancing masculine and feminine energy. And if your masculine energy man has got his feelings hurt over something that represents success in his life and you didn't recognize it, Diamond Girl, that's just where you're at right now. You have to make a decision. Do I want to do what, I don't know, like a therapist should recommend I do, or do I want to do what will work? Now, of course, if this becomes a habit, if this becomes a habit of your partner withdrawing or pouting or having drama, that's another issue. But in that moment, try to find what you feel. And in that moment, I knew my guy's feelings were hurt. And in that moment, I do not want to hurt his feelings. And I am so, so sorry if I did. Because I know I can be dismissive. I know that I can be like, his world. I don't really get that into it. But what if he did that to me? What if he was dismissive to me? And I said, oh my gosh, my new program just launched. And I had, 100 people sign up the first hour. And he was like, okay. How would I respond? So I think whenever you can, put yourself in your partner's shoes. My message in this podcast is feminine energy framing is about understanding your intention, discovering what you would want that resolution to be or that outcome to be. But first, you have to find what you feel and make sure that feeling is about you. It's not about the outcome. So we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. So when you say, what do you feel? And you say, well, I feel angry that he would walk off. Well, I feel angry that he has that friend. I just feel angry. I feel angry. And find what that anger is. So the Parfait method is all about anger is usually at the top. So ask yourself, why do I feel anger? Why? Start having that conversation with yourself about what that anger means. Am I expecting someone to behave a certain way? Am I expecting a certain outcome and they didn't behave the way that I wanted them to? If you're driving down the freeway and someone cuts you off, you get angry because they're not driving the way that they should be driving. I want to control that person. I want them to drive the way I need them to drive. So apply that logic to your relationship with your partner. Find what you feel and be able to express this with, I feel, I don't want, what do you think? Practice that. As always, leave me a message on my Anchor FM site. I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear your comments on this podcast episode. And share your examples. Try to use this formula, this feminine energy framing in your own life. And see if things don't start to feel a lot better in your relationship. You stay grounded in your body, less about having control over your partner and control over outcomes, and more about really recognizing what you're feeling in your body and what it is you really want. So remember, feminine energy is about finding what you feel in your body and being able to speak the words to your masculine energy partner in a way that he can understand and solve or fix. I would like to believe any partner in your life wants you to feel and be your happiest. We want to have more snuggles, more love, more happy moments. So if you come at it from this angle of he's not responsible for how I feel, I am responsible for how I feel. What do I feel? And what would I like to have happen? How would I like this to look at the end of the day? The example with my husband is, I just wanted us to have fun on vacation and not talk about business anymore. It was that simple. But I also needed to be there for him emotionally in that moment. What did that look like? How did I want that to feel? That would be my intention. All right, everyone. I hope this podcast episode has been helpful. Please do check out my ebook, 500 Ways to Talk to a Man. And if you are in a relationship, look into Fem Diamond. That's over on my website, everheartcoaching.com. On my website, I have 3 different Fem programs. That stands for Feminine Energy Mindset Method. And I have Fem for Dating and Commitment. I have Fem for Marriage and Relationships. And I also have Fem Diamond, which is an advanced program. So head on over to my website, see if a program or ebook fits what you need. And as always, I love to hear from you in the comments. And I'll see you next week. Much love.